So, I'm going to read one last thing. It's a love poem. I know you didn't think I had it in me. This is from my very, very first book called The Halo Brace, and it's a long sequence love poem, and it takes place between a speaker who's alternately an I and a he, and a woman who's just known by the letter J. So this is the last section. And I want to thank you guys for coming out. You've been really, I really enjoyed reading for you. I want to thank Rob again, and you know, for bringing me over, bringing me down here. It's very much a pleasure to read for you. My father gazes on blazing haze. His Iowa prairies running to the horizon. The grass is tall and blonde, and the sun is going down. My mother joins him, the dark tears of her horn rims pinching her face, a squint as if she missed something in the middle distance. It is 1963. The world is changing, and they don't even know, though she will grow her hair long and he will wear his collars wide. They are my age, and this light is heavy with unfolding, the dark opening across the small yellow house on the cul-de-sac. The day's light is long and auburn. It touches their faces, and perhaps I'm speaking to them now. You will have a son, and he will love you, and he will come to love beside a woman with rain-dark hair. New days, Jay and I cross fields still golden in the early autumn. Watch the wind pass through this grass, leaving patterns no one ever learns. You will be happy while you have each other, and the world will change beneath you.